I just returned from my constituency yesterday. I had gone to the villages to assess the situation. What I have discovered down on the ground is that not even a single coin from the government so far has been given to the district for helping monitor and treat this nodding disease. The rate for infection within the 2 months, we have already had 350 cases reported as new cases. We have already registered increased deaths. Last weekend, I buried two of them before I came back to Kampala. Now, the situation is even worse that the medical personnel cannot go out to reach the patients. The ones who are already admitted to main hospital in Kitgum district, a center already designated for these purposes, have nothing to use, but the wounds of the patients are rotting. One of the children's hand has been amputated because he burnt up to the bone and the hospital could not handle it. Others, their wounds are rotting because the medical personnel don't have anything to use in the hospital.
Are you suggesting that there is no treatment for those who have been...
Yeah, there's no treatment. Apart from what the medical personnel are giving, like to arrest the seizure, because some of them are epileptic, and that is the only drug they are giving to stabilize the seizure. But those who have fallen and burned, those who have wounds, the main hospital, as I speak right now, they don't have the capacity, even the medical equipment, to even dress the wounds.
Some time back, you took some patients to the National Referral Hospital, Mulago, and they got treatment. What's the government doing to help these people?
On the 4th of March, when I brought these children to Mulago Hospital, National Referral Hospital, I ensured that even the head of state, the president of Uganda, had been invited to come and see the plight of these children. After 1 month, these children were returned home. What was treated was the symptoms. They were able to have their wounds dressed. The doctors were able to get samples from them for further investigation and research. The epileptic attacks were the ones which were put under control, but never go to the root of what is the source and the cause of this so-called nodding disease. And that is how bad it is, because we don't know what the nodding disease is, how it gets the patients, and that is why the number of new cases is already escalating as the medical personnel in this area are helplessly looking on.
What interventions do you expect from the government or from any other source?
As Parliament of Uganda, passed money to the tune of 7 billion to come and help up the sensitization and monitoring of this problem in already established centers in the affected four districts. And that money, as I speak, has not reached even to the affected areas. We need social economic intervention from the government and all well wishers. We want the government to seriously declare Northern Uganda a disaster area so that other players can come to our help. As for now, the government is saying they are able to handle this case. On the ground, they are not able to even provide the necessary medical equipment.